As the ogre approaches the light stem, the exit is now too far away. What do you do?
Can I roll to cast a level 2 invisibility spell?
Yes.
No! Dude, you always roll so low!
Sylvester, you're gonna get us killed.
Will you roll?
No!
Yes.
You roll a 1.
Come on!
Why did you do that?
I thought I'd get lucky.
You're never lucky.
What happens?
Instead of making yourself invisible, there's a bright flash that alerts the ogre exactly where you are. He then squishes all of you.
No!
What should we do now?
Wanna watch a show?
Yeah.
Wait, guys, you still have to roll death saves.
After an ogre crushed us?
Come on, Mark. I just wanna watch TV.
Look what I found, an old radio. Back in my day, we used to listen to it during our hangouts. Why don't you give it a listen?
No.
Okay, I'll just leave it here in case. You might like the tunes.
What happened?
Power went out.
So?
Should we do...
radio?
No. Radio.
Back to the classical music station. Classical music all day, all night.
I don't want to listen to this.
Boring.
Let's turn it off.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you breaking news from the California Redwoods, where a UFO has just crash landed. We now send you to our field reporter, Luke Davis. One moment, please.
Thanks, Jessica. I'm here at the crash site in Northern California, and I'm going to do my best to describe what I'm seeing. The object has a surface that is smooth as glass. It's approximately 10 yards in diameter, maybe more. It is pale and opaque, but the strangest thing is the complete leveling of everything within 500 feet of the object. It is a flat, burnt plane. We'll update when we can. Back to you, Jessica.
Thanks, Luke. There's no way that's real, right?
But what if it is?
It has to be fake.
You don't know that.
Let's just listen to more and find out.
A UFO crashed in the California Redwoods.
Whoa, that's only 250 miles away.
It's that close? I want to go home.
I don't care. It's probably fake anyway.
I better go prepare.
Breaking news. We have yet another update about the UFO in California. Here's Luke Davis on site.
Thanks again, Jessica. The orb, UFO, whatever it is, it's breaking open. It seems very unnatural and looks to be... leaking? As it splits apart, there's something coming out of it. It seems to be a giant centipede-like creature, 30, maybe 40 feet long. Blue eyes, shiny body, and plates of armor. It seems to be scanning, observing its surroundings. There's troopers coming now, 100 at least. They've opened fire. There's no effect. It seems like it's only made it angry. Its eyes are turning red. It looks like it's about to strike. A bright light is coming from its body. I can't see. Oh my God. It killed them. It killed them all. No sign of external injury, just bodies. I have to go find a saber.
Okay, it seems we've lost connection. Hold on as we redirect you back to your scheduled program. And we will attempt to regain connection.
What the heck just happened?
I have no idea, but it seems like a lot of people just died.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Oh my gosh, I knew it was real.
Stop panicking, Jacob.
Hypothetically, if this were real, how would we prepare?
Hide in the basement.
Drive as far away as possible.
Find our Nerf guns.
Stop joking.
I'm going to the basement. Are any of you coming?
Yes.
What are you? you even doing? It's obviously fake. Actually, I'm gonna make sure you're okay. Let me in, please.
Wait, the radio.
Preparing for the end?
It's an alien invasion.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's not good. I'll go grab you some rations.
Oh my gosh, what was that?
Excuse me.
We're sorry for so many interruptions. We are updating in real time. Hundreds of pods have now landed up and down the West Coast. They are varying size, however, they all share the same opaque color and complete leveling all around them. It is unknown if they contain creatures, and if they are the same as the one that is destroying Northern California right now. More updates to follow.
Why aren't they just destroying them?
They're too big.
Maybe their shells are too hard.
How do we even know? They're aliens. They sound so unnatural.
They sound unnatural because they're aliens.
It's time to decide who to eat first. Me personally, I vote Kevin.
Works for us.
Wait, remember? Grandpa's bringing us rations.
Fine, but you're next.
This is going to be our final update. The pods have hatched and more are on the way. These creatures seem to be invincible. Nothing we throw at them seems to have any effect. This is a mass extinction event. Say goodbye to your loved ones, if they're still with you. This is Jessica Wayne, signing off. Once and for all.
I miss you all.
Goodbye, guys.
I've always loved you.
I never got to go skydiving.
We hope you enjoyed this production of Battle of the Planets. If you were just tuning in, we are so sorry about any panic this might have caused. We hope you enjoy the rest of your night and never have an encounter like the one you just heard about.
I got you boys your snacks! Rations!
It wasn't real?
Did you know?
I knew the whole time.
Yeah, right.
I just wanted to see how far you take it. Turns out, down into the basement!
Ha ha,
very funny.
Ha.
For this production of The Listening, always look out for extraterrestrials.